Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener. This week on the show, Martin, Jimmy, and myself are mass debating the Transformers with the release of Transformers Rise of the Beasts. This coming weekend, we thought, wouldn't it be fun to come up with a new thing that the Transformers are? You know, they're cars and the robots, or robots and the cars, however you look at it, or weapons, giant planet-eating robots. Pretty much the same standard fare, right? Well, wouldn't it be funny if Transformers turned into sex toys or kitchen objects or office equipment, and anything other than what we've seen? So that's what we're doing for you on the show this weekend. Then we're going to review and talk about our favorite Transformers moments, what we think the show is going to bring, Beast Wars as well too. That was a huge staple for me, Jimmy, and actually me and Martin growing up. Jimmy kind of missed that, but no, that animation from Beast Wars back in the day, so good. I think it was YTV too that had it. Anyways, we're coming up with three different new ideas for the Transformers. That's what this is all about. So that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show. I can safely announce, you'll hear me say something in this episode about like how we're almost able to say something about what we're doing. We can safely announce we're going to be back at Movies at the Park this summer in Assiniboine Park in Winnipeg, Manitoba. There are movies every Friday in August, pretty much, I believe. The schedule's on their website, assiniboinepark.com.ca, something like that. And we're going to be there. We're going to be there for most of them. We're gonna hang out for one. So if you see us just sitting around, we're more than happy to talk to you about the film. The mic will be on if you feel like coming over and saying hello and you listen to the show. We're friendly. We want to engage with you guys. So any local Winnipeg fans who go to the movies in the park, if you see the bench, come on over. And then we're going to record for only one movie. We realized last time doing two movies in a night, if you've listened to those episodes, it's a lot of fucking movie. Then by the time like 10 o'clock rolls around and it's dark out, this is too much. So we're going to hang out for one. We're going to record for another. Check out our social media for what dates will be there. The only way to really know what's going on in the world of the Real Debaters podcast is to join the Debaterverse, which is just a cheesy name for all the social media and all the things that you can follow with. So first things first, subscribe to the show so you never miss it, because we always talk about this stuff. And that's weekly and that's free. And it's an easy way to support a podcast. So if you like this one, subscribe to it. And then also hit up our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, so you're always in the know. Facebook and Instagram predominantly where we exist. So the Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook and at Real Debaters Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And then if you want to see us, we do clips and shortened content for this generation of humans. We like our short form content. So on YouTube at RD Podcasts. At RD Podcasts, that's it, or the Real Debaters Podcast on YouTube. All of that is in the link in our bio and all three of our main social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So click the link, follow everybody. That's how you join the Debaterverse. That's about it. I'll cue that reel. You roll out and enjoy the show. Oh, my God, I'm a fucking idiot. Enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everyone, to the official space section of the charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order. I show you out
Ladies
of order.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener.
And I'm Jimmy Skinner.
I am good old boring Martin Navarro in Vancouver.
Hello, listener. How you doing? We're back this week. We took a little bit of a break last week to just get caught up on shit and enjoy
our summer.
Our summer. It's like 39 degrees
and
today.
It's going to start getting busy.
Yeah. So you're going to hear maybe a little less of us throughout the summer. Nonetheless, we're still going to be here, but we only get like 3 months of really good fucking weather here. Unlike Martin, who's probably had it for 2 months already.
I don't know what that means. Not anymore. Anyways.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, because when we were there, it was fucking gorgeous to be in Vancouver last summer. We're back. We got a fun one. We're trying to time some stuff to see what's out there in the world. So this one is on purpose. It's time to fall in line with what's coming out this weekend, which is Transformers Rise.
Ooh, that rhymed, Mike. Good job.
Did it? Oh, yeah.
Give yourself a point.
There we go.
Give Mike a point.
Yeah, it's Dr. Seuss moment of the week there. Do not like him on a boat. I would not eat him in a moat. Rise of the Beast is coming out this weekend, and it looks...
Awesome.
It looks fucking awesome.
Are you guys all caught up on the Transformers? Have you seen them all?
Yeah.
I have not.
Really?
The last night I haven't seen yet. That's the only one, the most recent one.
I watched up to Bumblebee. I haven't seen Bumblebee.
Bumblebee's the best one.
Actually, I haven't seen Bumblebee either.
Oh.
Bumblebee's one of the... Oh, it's Hayley Steinfeld. That's one of the... I think that's... Out of all the ones that came out recently, that's the best one.
That was her and John Cena, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay.
Well, I like him, so, and I like her, so maybe I'll give that one a shot.
I have a new rule that when three people say something awesome about a film and they're all different, I'm like, gotta watch it, because that a lot of averages. But yeah, so we're very excited for it, and so today's debate is inspired by, like, you know, when you see the Transformers and you're like, they're always vehicles. They're always cool vehicles.
Why is it always a car?
Well, why is it always Pete Davidson now is a car? And you know, but like, why are they always like... either weapons, planes, or vehicles, right? And yes, that's where
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Where's may John Candy rest in peace. Those aren't pillows.
They're Transformers.
But like, they're always like the three things. So today's debate is Martin, Jimmy, and I have figured out what in the next film, what a new line of Transformers.
Where do they go?
Where do they go, right? What do they do? What should they do? Can
they drive?
Are we going to come up with sex toys? Are these kitchen gadgets? Like, is this office equipment? Like, what could the next thing be that Transformers turn into? So that's what we're going to talk about this week. But before we get into it, we're doing a bunch of things this summer. People have events, and we want you to know about them so that you show up. So, Martin, how about you go first? When's the next hot night of comedy at Clue Club?
July 2nd. It's a long weekend here in Vancouver. We usually get a busy crowd that weekend.
Hell yeah.
We sold out 4 days before our last show, so I recommend getting tickets early. We'll be posting it on Clue Club on Instagram, and we'll have an Eventbrite link as well. We have Byron Bertram headlining. He was just actually in Winnipeg.
He was just in Winnipeg. Very funny guy.
Yeah, he's headlining Yuck Yucks, so really funny
dude.
Comic.
Great street performer, too.
Oh, yeah. Known him for a few years
since
I moved here. Good guy. Really funny comic, so I'm looking forward to having him on the show.
Fuck yeah. That's a great get.
Are those fries still just fuck? We were talking about them last night.
They're so good. They're still so good.
Fries and hot dogs.
They're like better than McDonald's fries.
Yeah, they are.
They're like McDonald's fries.
It's insane, listener. Like, if you're in Vancouver and you want comedy and you want French fries.
If you hate comedy.
Yeah. Even if you hate comedy, the French fries, like, they'll make you like comedy, unfortunately.
That's right.
But, like, they're so fucking good. It was so scary how close they were. They were
damn good fries. Yeah. Damn good fries, damn good show.
We had Dino Archie drop in and do like 7 minutes of just riffing, which was great too. So he wasn't even supposed to be on the show, but he wanted to come by and do some time in a sold out show. And
you never know what you're gonna get at Clue Club.
You never know what you're gonna get. So yeah, follow that shit. And it's also the link in our bio too. You can follow Martin and all his Clue Club stuff there as well too. So link in bio at Real Debaters Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for the Real Debaters Podcast. Jimmy, when is Laughs at Gaffes happening?
We're doing one next weekend on June 10th. It looks like there might be some tickets available at the door, but you don't want to take your chances. You want to call in and get your tickets before.
Yeah.
Why take the risk, right? And then after that, you can catch me at Yuck Yucks on June 15th on the Thursday show, and then July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Yucks again.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I got a weekend.
Nice.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll make sure I don't have any plans that weekend and be the loudest asshole in the crowd.
Well, it's a great room. Summer always makes me a little worried because people don't want to go and sit in a basement, but comedy fans exist and they find a way.
Yeah, no.
They do.
Fuck that $70,000 to $150,000 cabin you feel you need to go to. Stay in town, sit in a cold basement. See a show, get drunk, have a good time, and then go sit in the patio after, and then it's a win-win.
That's right.
Fuck your cabin. I'm just
kidding. The Thursday-Friday show start at like 7, and they only go till about 8:30, so you got your whole night ahead of you still.
Yeah. There you go. And that's Yuck Yucks in Winnipeg. And again, Jimmy's comedy can be found at Real Debaters on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Indeed.
At the link in the bio. Just follow Jimmy, and then you'll never miss a show.
Can I plug one more thing?
Yeah.
Plug it.
I'll be in Asia. but like, I'm going to be performing at the Tokyo Comedy Bar on June 18th.
Okay.
So if you're in Tokyo and you listen to the show, come down June 18th. I think it's like a 5 or 6 p.m. show. It's an early show, so I'm on the early show.
Sweet.
I feel that maybe some Canadian English teacher who went there.
Expats.
I imagine like a kid who's on like, you know, leave from university, and they're like, I'm going to go teach English in Japan. And like, are we an example of what English sounds like? Is he like, go, like, if that's where our listeners are coming from?
Maybe.
Or maybe we're translated. Who knows if we're dubbed, right?
Do we have Japan listeners?
I've never looked that far east. Only because I don't think we're that. I don't think they.
I hope someone's not learning English from us.
That would be horrible. Horrible, but funny at the same time.
All they
time.
Know how to say is Spider-Man 3 is a good movie.
Like, they're saying they know what to. They know what to scale is from the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
They, like, all
they
the
still don't know what it means.
All the inside
they
jokes.
Still don't know. They don't want to say it.
I'm too old to learn what that means.
They say you're not supposed to reference inside jokes, but listen, that's a good one. So go back and find out. Like, that's like early first 30 episodes. We did an episode all about what giant monster could win based on what was the Rock movie? Rampage.
Rampage. The kaiju movie.
Yeah,
the kaiju movie.
And we all didn't some of us were confused on what to scale meant, and it was a laugh.
Confusing episode.
It was a very confusing episode. That's where we learned to communicate, I think. Anyways, all right, let's. There's nothing real debaters yet. There's like we're on the cusp of finding out what's going on at a certain park with a certain series of movies this summer that you may or may not have seen us at last year. And we will possibly, more than likely, unconfirmed yet, but really 99.9% sure we'll maybe be there. And you have to follow us to know when we'll be there and what show we'll be doing, if we're there. And
if/when
exactly. So at Real Debaters Pod, Twitter and Instagram. Instagram's the best. Instagram's the one that has all the stuff. Facebook too, because they're connected. I'm a lazy bitch when it comes to social media. Twitter.
We tried to connect them all, and he accidentally deleted our Facebook.
I totally did. I didn't tell you that, Martin, but I was going in and like fucking around with the settings of who has what, and then I was like, oh, I just removed myself, and then no one at Facebook can tell you how to get back. Like, there's nothing in Facebook that's like how to re-own your own account.
Because no one just takes off their own.
Yeah, like there's no like what can we help you with tab. Like you can't search that because no one's
so
fucking
is the Facebook down.
No, I just couldn't change anything. Like I had user permissions.
How do I add you? I'm still on. I still have the permissions.
Yeah, I gave them to you.
So,
yes.
So we're all at the same level now, is what he's saying.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We're all back, and then I accidentally fixed it, which like that day was a huge relief. Behind the scenes of the Real Debaters of how fucking moronic we are when it comes to me posting shit. Anyways, so yeah, just follow us for our summer schedule. Again, probably a little reduced than normal.
Drop a funny thought?
Sure.
Whenever, like, because Kitschka said behind the scenes, every time you hashtag BTS, I think you're dropping the Korean boy band. And, like,
me too.
Why does Michael keep talking about the Korean boy band? Is that. I don't even know what BTS stands for in the Korean boy band. I thought that was just, I don't know.
So,
just, every time you do
it
that,
might
I'm like,
be
oh.
behind the scenes.
No, it's behind the scenes, but I wonder if I'm pulling from what kind of music is that? That's K-pop. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah.
Like anyways, he didn't know.
Like, come on now. Come on. Yeah, let's step off this mortal fucking coil and let's review what we put in front of our eyes this week.
What'd you watch, Mike? You never get to go first.
Yeah, I'll knock it out of the park here. I watched an oldie and a fucking amazing goodie. I'm late to the party. I dropped this because I was like, I'll get back to it eventually. I even said last night, I was like, fuck, I don't want to talk about this. But I'm like, no, I'm going to talk about it because I really enjoyed it. I finally finished Stranger Things.
Sorry.
We're going to need to dial that back a little bit.
Yeah.
How did you not watch that after being like a fan of the Goonies and, you know, like Monster Squad, all those 80s kids movies? It took you so long.
You know what?
It seems like it's right up your alley.
It is. It totally is. And when I got back to it, my God, do I love Eddie. Like, Eddie is one of TV's, one of my most beloved characters, I think, in that genre. But it just happened. There's too much shit. There's just too much fucking content. So I was like, I gotta let this go. And part of me felt bad for Millie Bobby Brown because when I look at her, I'm just like, I said this last night, like, I think she's been beaten up by the industry a little bit. Like, her mental health kind of suffers because she's just this.
She's just a kid.
She's just a kid, and she's not getting a childhood. But she's fantastic on screen. So it's this love-hate situation with the industry I love so much. But the story, oh, my God, Martin. Like, fuck.
Yeah, buddy, I've seen it. It's great, right?
I know. This is what everybody does. Yeah, I've seen it.
This
I've seen
like,
it.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah, I know. This is why I don't talk about it.
We're trying to be more topical.
who's out of the kids, who do you like most? Like, who do you relate to? Who do you see yourself as one of those kids?
Give us a list of your best kids.
I can't remember. I always say who she is instead of her name, but the character I sympathize with the most is Dustin. Like,
oh, teeth.
Just the techie nerd, right? You know, the whole episode of him trying to get a hold of his girlfriend that none of them think is real was super fucking adorable. So Dustin, and then I also relate to Maya Hawke's character. What the fuck's her name? I'm sorry, listener. Whoever she plays Steve's like buddy in like his wingman essentially. And Steve's a fucking idiot all through and through. Like, he's just hair. Like, everybody has their thing, right? Like, yeah. The hair, teeth.
I'm a Steve.
You're Steve? Do you like Steve?
I love Steve. He's my favorite character on there, man.
He is. And, man, when he finally has the balls to say, what is it, to Kim, that he's got a thing for her and, like, finally becomes, like, you know, eloquent and not just, you know, a high school jacket. Like, everybody is lovable in their own way, which is why it's great. And in the last season, everybody gets, like, 25 minutes of, like, screen time dedicated to what makes each character so great. But, yeah, Maya Hawke's character, just because of her verbal diarrhea, like, she, her awkward neurodivergent shit, I fucking love so much. And I'm like, you're Uma Thurman's daughter. Like, oh, my God, you're going to go far. The story itself, like, the Vecna shit and Eleven and just how she basically created Vecna. And spoiler alert, but like just
it's been months.
I know, but still, there might be someone like me who has never seen it, and I don't want to take that away from them.
Like,
but
oh, I heard about this independent Netflix show that seems to be gaining a lot of traction.
Apparently, someone watched it a lot. So I think
didn't get David Harbour. You didn't get David Harbour until like now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know
this was David Harbour's. Well, fucking meal ticket right here.
It is. And speaking of meal ticket, like, I really thought that was CGI when they dropped his weight. But he went intermittent fasting, 70-pound drop. Like, even when Eleven, like, looks at him and he's like, what do you think of the new look? I'm like, Harbour, never gain weight again, you handsome. Like, Shauna's even, like, getting wet over him.
But
and
did
I'm
you
like,
see him in Santa Claus?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he got a little chub.
He was looking good.
He was I like a thick man. I'm not going to lie. Like, it, but, like, just, and, like, everybody finds themselves in the show. Even Winona Ryder and trying to be a mom and have a relationship. Like, everybody has some sort of conclusion. I don't know where they're going to take it with five, but, I truly, truly thought, and it's the supernatural, the Dungeons and Dragons. Like, there's one scene where they're fighting Vecna. It's Steve, Kim, and whoever else is in the Upside Down with them. And it looks like the three of them are standing there. They have two. It's Maya Hawke's character, Steve and Kim, and two of them have Molotov cocktails, and one of them has the shotgun. Kim has the shotgun. And I don't know if you caught this the first time, Martin, but it looked like a straight-up role-playing attack.
Like an RPG.
Like an RPG one throws the Molotov cocktail, damage done, points lost. Second Molotov cocktail, damage done, points lost. Shotgun, biggest weapon, comes up, blows it away, end of enemy. And I was like, that is right out of any role-playing game ever. And that's the shit that makes it fucking tight. Duffer Brothers win. I hate that the writer's strike is going on so much for the writers, but this is a show that's pushed back. I give this 11 out of 11s.
Hate you.
Ooh, 11 out of 11 Eggo waffles.
Yeah, Eggo waffles. Fucking
dude,
with extra syrup.
This Stranger Things made me want to eat Eggo waffles again.
It makes you want to do everything. Makes
they're
me
so good.
And you like, get an Eggo with some peanut butter.
Well, I'm like, here's me, like, during the time where, like, Chrissy, wake up! Chrissy, wake up! Is all over TikTok, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden, Eddie's like screaming at Chrissy in the show to wake up because Vecna's got her under his grip. And I'm like, oh, I've heard this like 70,000 times on TikTok. And then the Metallica stuff. And then like when James Hetfield wore, I know I'm a loser listener and I'm really late to the party, but when James Hetfield wore a Hellfire t-shirt like a week after it ended, I was like, oh, because of Hellfire Club. And like using the 80s metaphor of like Marilyn Manson and trench coats and how it's like a
isn't James Hetfield the astronaut?
No.
Yeah, Hatfield.
Yeah.
It's Chris Hatfield.
Hatfield is
Chris Hatfield.
With
yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah. One goes to the stars and one plays to the devil. But yeah, no, it was all good. Fucking fantastic shit.
11.
11,
nice.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
What about
did
you,
I watch?
Buddy?
Yeah.
I watched the new season of I Think You Should Leave.
Ooh.
And it's... It started out a little bit slow,
may I?
But I think that's the best way to do it. Like, I don't know. It could have all been hot. It could have all been hot right from the start, but he lets you slowly get back into it. And, man, it just picks up right where it left off. That man can do no wrong. And he's the celebrity guest he's getting for this. Like, he had Fred Armisen on there.
Really?
He had Tim Meadows. I fucking love Tim Meadows so much. You don't want none of this. you don't want any of this weed. It just makes everything better. I love Tim Meadows. But, man, it's sketch comedy at its finest. Like, if you want if you find that SNL is maybe a little bit too bland, if you want something a little bit more abstract, if you want something a little hilarious, this is it. Like, Tim Robinson's just, he's the guy. And
he's very outside of the box.
Quotes that'll say, not only for the rest of my life, but these are going to be the quotes of the summer. These are, it's just, I mean, he nailed it, man. Like I was telling Mike before the show, I'll just tell one sketch. Pulls up to a drive-thru. He's like, hey, I want to pay for the guy behind me, right?
Yep.
And the lady's like, oh, that's really nice of you. That's a nice thing to do. And he goes to leave, and he just rips right back into the drive-thru, and he starts ordering so much fucking food, like $600 worth of food, because he knows that the guy in front of him will have to pay it forward. And obviously the guy doesn't fucking do it, so he comes back to the car, and Tim Robinson's just sitting there while the dude's yelling at him. He's like, oh, honking the horn, like, hey, what's going on up there? It's just... It's the things you, I don't know, like you hear about that. And it's amazing how his brain can take that one little bit and turn it into a whole sketch. Because it doesn't just end there, right? Like the guy yells at him and the woman behind them and is like, what's happening here? And he's like, oh, the guy is trying to start a pay it forward chain. So she just reverses as fast as she can and starts ordering more food.
Well, and like the bit is completely played on like the greed in society right now, right? Like we all want as much as we can get our fucking greedy hands on. And it's funny. And that's the best part.
It's just so beautiful. Like I'm sure that I've rated it before, but this is a 10 out of 10 sketch show. Like if you're just, and it's so quick. It's very little investment of your time.
If you're looking to laugh,
such
right?
a huge laugh.
Well, and like you turned me on to it. And when I am sitting there, and here's my problem, this has happened like whenever the real life stuff comes out of comedians and I'm sitting with Shauna and it's something about a couple and it's so fucking honest and I'm like, why am I always in the group that happens to and not out of the fucking group, right? Like and then she looks over at me and I look over at her and we have a fucking laugh about it. But like when a comedian can nail a thing that I do, that only I do, and I'm doing it right now. Can't see it off camera, but I'm pulling on my shirt.
When God, he did that stupid shirt thing.
When he does the TC
Tucker.
TC Tuggers. And I just was like.
Do they
like,
come in other styles? Nope. No.
But like he's like, you know, when you're too chubby and your shirt sticks to you and you got to pull it off, this is what the TC Tugger is for. And they're like, cool, man. And he's like, no, you don't get it. It's amazing.
But this sketch starts as a teen drama.
It
and
does.
Then it turns into a commercial for TC Tugger. Like how do you I don't
it's, I but I just was like I pull my shirt.
Seth Meyers talked about it not to get too far, but he talked about I Think You Should Leave because he's worked with Tim Robinson and
yeah
the writers for the show, and he says that writer's room is the most writer's room on the planet. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Like these guys are just throwing fucking ideas back and forth constantly. It's work.
Yeah.
And he made a long fucking thread just admiring what they do, and it shows. Like, you got to watch it.
Well, they're workshopping a lot to the point where it starts to maybe get out of what is normal, but then it finds itself again.
Well, and to cram it all into a 16-minute episode is just remarkable.
That is, yeah, because that's what, two
I could
to
only
three
imagine
minutes.
What's left on the cutting room floor for them.
Obviously, it's on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tim Robinson.
Give it a watch.
Netflix
like,
deal.
You got to.
Yeah, so 10 out of 10.
Your friends are going to be
I
saying all these quotes.
We should leave and watch it.
Yeah, fuck the show. It's not even recording.
Your friends are going to be watching this and quoting it all summer, and you're not going to know what they're talking about.
All right, I got to get on it. Because like you did turn me on to it, and I was like, yeah, it is cheap, quick, and it's like a YouTube video.
It's just right? fantastic.
Yeah, perfect. Martin, what about you? What did you put away?
I finished the last season of Ted Lasso.
Oh, you can spoil it for me. I'm fine with it.
Boy, is it good. Boy, is it fun. Great season. Sad to see it go, but, like, you know, they ended it off, I think, at a good time.
Yeah.
What I think I like about this season the most is they focus a lot on the side characters, which is great. Like, you know, they focus on Isaac, the team captain, Colin. They focus on Sam a lot.
Yeah,
and Van Damme changes the Canadian goalkeeper who changes his name to Van Damme.
That's amazing.
Focus on him as well, so it's good. And you know they tackle some fun, like they tackle some really you know real issues as well. One of the members in the team is gay, but hasn't come out to the team yet, so they tackle that in the season.
Was that
kind of nice.
Coming out in season two?
I think I can't remember season two. I know in three they really tackled that. I can't remember if it was two.
I think they were flushing it because there was a character who I was like, I think he's hiding something and I don't know what he's hiding. So if it's who I think it is. But yeah, don't ruin it because that's a big plot line. Yeah. Go on. Sorry.
No, but really good season and really like just wrapped it up really nicely. And, it, you know, I heard they're doing a spinoff, but from an interview that I heard that Jason Sudeikis and Brett Goldstein said this Ted Lasso story is done. So they might do a different spinoff.
What
I think
then?
Might happen is they might do a spinoff with an all-women's soccer team.
Oh.
Like a women's
oh.
league in Richmond. So,
nice.
Because a lot of the – I think the Premier – most of the Premier Leagues are – not all of them. They all have women's soccer team as well. So they might do that as a spinoff show. That's what I think might happen.
Very cool.
Which would be nice to see.
Do you think,
where do you go with it without Ted, right?
Well, you have Roy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You do. And okay. And I mean, I just found out this week that Roy was hired as a writer. Brett Goldstein.
Yeah.
You're hired as a writer. And he's like, I want to be Roy. So he did a self-tape. Sent it to the EPs, and he's like, if you don't like this, let's never talk about it again. And the next day, they were like, you're Roy. So a writer got to be Roy just by, like, doing a video on his iPhone. And
this character is me. I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Roy. He's, like, my favorite character. One thing that I liked about him, too, is – or this season is they do, like – they really focus on the relationship between, like – you know, Roy as a mentor and Jamie as the young and up and coming superstar soccer player, which is great in this season, which what I really loved. And that's I thought that was really well done this season, too, because I love Roy and Jamie. Those are my two favorite characters on the show as well. So.
Jamie Tott.
Oh, so good.
I like Roy's Roy Kent.
Half of soccer is
He's there. He's everywhere. Roy Kent. I'm Diego. Soccer is life. Like, there are so many beautiful one-liners and little life lessons. To this day, I've stopped watching it, Martin, because I will be heartbroken when it ends. So
it's a feel-good show. It makes you feel nice. It doesn't give me any anxiety at all. It's just a feel-good show.
Well, and you're all Apple right now. You were saying
I'm all Apple, like everything Apple. So I that's what I noticed this year. 2023 for me has been like, out of all the streaming services, Apple is the thing that I watch the most.
Well, and it feels like Apple was hanging on to some serious content, and they're just now
dropping
it. They're
getting some big-name stars, too, for a lot of shows. Like,
yeah.
They got Billy Kudrup in that...
You're selling real estate on the moon show.
Yeah, selling real estate on the moon show. Then they got, like, Rebecca Ferguson in Silo, right? So they're getting some, like, really, like, big-name actors on a lot of shows this season, so...
Yeah, no, we've been appling it up. I was watching Long Way Up last night, finished it off, where Ewan and his buddy... go from the tip of Argentina, southern tip of Argentina, all the way to LA on electric Harley Davidsons. And it's insane. It's like one of and it's fun to watch because some people are like, this is just a guy. And then other people are like, Obi-Wan. And they lose their shit. And he's like, I you know what? It's edited. So who knows? Ewan could have a bad day and be a pouty bitch. But like, he's always kind with people when they come up and they do the Obi-Wan thing. Like, he knows. That's the rest of your life. You'll never...
It's the biggest thing they have. Like, yeah. They're so excited.
It is.
I'm like, it's Renton from Trainspotting.
Choose life. But, I'm just like, Apple makes you happy. They really do have a point to being funny, because Ted Lasso's funny in a dark way, but it also ends with a good feeling. The Ted Lasso effect will now be whatever is made in the likeness of Ted Lasso.
And you know what's so funny? I heard this on the radio. It must have been yesterday. They were talking about how Ted Lasso is not popular in the UK.
Really?
Like,
it
doesn't crack the top 50 shows.
That's insane.
They just don't. It's not like they don't like it. It's just that they don't watch it. It just doesn't sound like something they're interested in.
Or is that just Apple in general? Apple TV in
general?
That
could be possible, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could totally be possible, too.
You know what? I bet you that's what it is, because, like, Netflix is really, truly the only global streamer.
That's fair.
So, yeah, they just may not have a home in the UK yet.
But is
that sounds like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I love you, Jenny.
That's good.
Lieutenant Dan wants my ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Ice cream, Lieutenant Dan. So 10 out of 10 last season, Martin?
I would say, like, 8.5.
Yeah?
Really good way. It was hard to, like, you know, got a little emotional on the last episode. It's just a lot of, you know, you know, it's a great show, and everyone, a lot of people crying on the show, and you're just like, everything built up. But no, it's good. I think they ended off really well. They ended off I don't think there was any loose ends, but they did leave it open, kind of like, okay, there could potentially be a next, not a next season, but another spinoff show, which is what they kind of left it open for that. So,
How many Diamond Dogs out of 10 do you give it?
Like 8.5. Eight and a half.
All right.
Diamond Dogs out of 10.
There you are, listener. I think you should leave. Little show called Stranger Things.
You've heard of it. Yeah.
Maybe you've heard of it. Ted, motherfucking Lasso. I will never not love the dart scene. The dart scene in Ted
it's
Lasso.
It's very inspiring.
That's
people have been
season.
Underestimating me
That's
my
the best
whole
scene.
Life.
Oh, and he's just like, I'm going to be a motherfucking cocky asshole right
if
now.
If you didn't underestimate me, you would have asked me questions like, hey, Ted, have you played darts before?
And I'd
the
have told
you. The best is like, people just stop learning. These yep. people just don't want to learn anymore.
And I stop
like,
being curious.
Just don't have the love yep. for learning. I'm like, oh, be curious.
What a nice
it's so
lesson.
Good.
And that he just stomps them too.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Right. Look at 300. All right. Martin, what time is it?
It is debate time.
I sound like a sick cat.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my body chest.
I know what kind of guy you were. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
What was that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Ladies and gentlemen, as mentioned at the top of the show, this is the best new Transformers idea debate where each of us will present to you and each other the idea of the next robot that we should see, the next themed robot, right? As mentioned, always vehicles, always guns, always like some sort of like they transform from a vehicle to a thing, which is all fun and good. Now we've got the beasts coming in, so and we've had Grimlock and the dinosaurs at some other phases. But like let's get into the weeds. For a second, let's take you into a place where anything could be possible instead of what has to, you know, do really well in the theater. And
we didn't decide an order.
No, we didn't. So about I started the show, so I'll go first. I thought about this one, and the parameters were really simple. It just has to be. It could be.
It transforms into what?
It transforms
something.
Into
yeah.
something. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Cybertronians have arrived. They're bare bones models. They code with a thing on the planet.
How will Transformers make money in the next movie?
Exactly. And in my mind. And this is for all my office peeps out there, all the 9-to-5ers, all the cubicle runners, the people who have to put up with TPS reports from movies like Office Space. It's inspired by office equipment, okay? Never, and we've maybe seen it here or there. I think the little guy turned into something that may have...
Like, the Simpsons has done something like this,
the Simpsons,
too.
Okay, I wouldn't know.
It was not a more recent season, but not one of the old ones.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So I thought, this is fun. This is and these are things that don't necessarily need to save the day, but would be fun to have a moment, right? You know, like the little short, like stubby Transformers that we see that don't really grow to full potential.
Yeah,
kind of what I'm thinking, right? Office Space needs their time on screen,
like
so.
Michael Bay in the Xbox.
Transform,
symbol.
And I have a slogan for these guys: Transformers more than meetings and coffee pots. So
that's nice.
So I gave you three, and I'm going with the Autobots. I'm going with the good guys here. So my first one is inspired by the Almighty Water Cooler. His name is H2O Waveguard.
I love that. I love that you gave them names. That's sweet. That's a sweet name.
So he doesn't have an imposing height, but he's kind of like a short, stubby fucker. He's got hydrokinetic manipulation. So like his defense mechanisms, his offensive.
Spraying hot or cold water.
Hot or cold water at you. Or room temperature, depending on what three funnels are on the fucking water cooler. Aquatic adaptation. He can manipulate water, right? So he's a new kind, because we've never seen water Transformers
and
before.
And man, you take one of those little cone cups to the eye.
Right?
Game
Think
over.
About that. And then like he makes a little like tech version of himself to always make sure he's filtered and you know, working properly. His personality, he's calm and composed. Think yoga. Think very like, you know how each Transformer has its personality except for Bumblebee, which is every radio station.
Yeah.
Think like Zen. zen-like capabilities.
Because that's where people go to relax.
Yeah, they hang out in the water, right? Like Bruce Lee says, be like water. Vehicle mode.
How are you going to pull Bruce Lee into this?
I'm trying.
Be a goldfish, Mike.
He seamlessly morphs into a sleek, futuristic water cooler with advanced features and enhanced durability. Now, the cool thing about this is that like at the office, people always gather around the water cooler. So the water cooler should be somewhat entertaining and useful. So I thought the real fun special feature for WaveGuard would be that he could filter any water, good or bad, into whatever preferred water source on the planet.
Wow.
So like he's got an adaptive filter that could make it taste like shit from the Swiss Alps. That's all I'm saying, right?
But if you don't change his water, he dies.
No, if he doesn't have access to water, he always has to have some sort of,
I don't know, because if someone doesn't feel like changing the jug,
all right, well, and
what
like
if he lands in the Sahara?
Yeah,
well, and there are questions to be asked about this character for sure.
Cactus water.
And you know how like the Energon cube is what
put the cube in my chest, Sam.
Yeah, exactly. That cube landed in the water, so it
how convenient for you.
Yeah, it was found in water, so therefore it's the Aqua Core instead of the Energon cube. Second is the
that sounds like Aquaman's army.
Can you guys guess what the second one is? His name is Swingline.
So he's a stapler.
He's a fucking stapler. Okay. Swing line. He's sleek and agile. Autobot possesses the ability to quickly adapt into any situation. Stapler mode. He stays small. He's miniature. He's not as big as water cooler. He's got stapling precision, right? All of your documents, you don't have to staple anymore. And he could like hit through like a stack of like 50 of them, right? So he's got more utility.
That's a big staple.
It's a big staple, right? adaptable armor is made from resilient alloy that can adapt and absorb and distribute impact and also change into whatever model of stapler you'd like. So do you want a black swing line? Do you want a red swing line?
So it sounds like he can only change into swing lines.
He's pretty much sponsored by. Didn't realize that.
It can't be any stapler. Yeah. You can just change color. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Can't be the industrial stapler.
That's all kids want. Yeah. That's good for toys.
Right. It's simple. His personality, he's got sharp intellect. He's sarcastic. He's like a Raphael, right? You know,
okay.
Like the angry, cunty kind of, you know, he's been banged his entire life, right? He's a stapler, right? He's got a history of being a stapler. I'm getting in the weeds. All right. Lastly, but not least, we have the almighty laptop, Syntron. All right. Now okay. this is, you know, like how sound.
It's a Lenovo ThinkPad.
Yeah, exactly. With like the rubber mouse in the middle that like doesn't
nobody uses.
It's
a Dell.
Oh, we know where our love lies here on the show, everybody. Samsung and Apple. Fuck you, Dell. No, his name's Syntron. And you know, like think when Soundwave was the little cassette, right? Didn't do much, but like when he jumped inside Soundwave. Shockwave. The one who's the ghetto blaster is right. What I'm saying.
That Soundwave was the actual radio.
Yeah.
He had little cassettes called like Ravid, Rumble, Ratback.
Thank you. Think this, more useful to jump inside of him and then play music, because that was what was fun about Soundwave, was that he was like the boombox. This is a movie theater-like laptop. So when Syntron turns into something, he's got the ability to cast any movie anywhere at any time. He can stream from any source anytime.
Can't be watching movies at work, Mike.
You got a 15-minute break if you've negotiated your contract properly.
That's enough to watch an episode of I Think You Should Leave.
And an hour. Exactly. You can fit in one episode in your lunch break. So you've got time. Work functions, right? You need a projector for a conference room. Like, he is an entertainment laptop. He has no defense or offensive mechanism. He's just there for entertainment. Right. And he also, you know what a special feature
There's
is?
There's some pretty offensive stuff on the internet.
There is. But hang on. We're getting to that. And this is for everybody who's ashamed of browser histories. So he's got a compartment for popcorn and snacks. He's got different lighting modes, different cinematic modes. Like you just say Christopher Nolan, he'll turn into like an IMAX.
It'll be loud enough that you can hear the dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You can hear Tom Hardy talk properly.
He'll have something on his face covering his face.
But he's built with the ability to your browser history is always deleted as soon as you
What if you actually need it?
No, well, who really needs their browser
history?
Why
are you using your work laptop to look at porn?
So I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying there are people
Everyone
who might.
Everyone should be able to look at
United
a little porn at work.
United Rentals. Check Mike's browser history right now.
He just wants to look at a little porn at work. That
just
should
a
be
bit,
okay.
Just a little bit. Right after, I think you should leave. So there are my three Transformers. Those are my Autobots.
Not bad. They just, you know, it feels like they'd just be kind of there.
Totally. No, listen. They're not major plot characters. They're a break from maybe they end up hiding in a office space somewhere and an Energon cube lands in there for two of them at least. Like, I don't know how we introduce them, but
I do think Office Space would have went differently if the printer could talk back.
That would have been less of a one-way fight. Yeah, definitely.
Well, maybe they could communicate what they actually wanted.
Yeah. Are
you know?
Collated? Back in front?
No, I'm just
I'm
out
of
paper.
Ink.
Yeah.
Okay. They're just there?
Yeah.
I agree.
You should have went printer. I think that's a useful office thing that could be communicated with.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. That was a...
Ding dong.
Ding dong. That's a message.
Someone's
connection.
At the doorbell.
I have an idea.
Is it Mr. Rogers?
Someone's putting on a cardigan. I don't know who he is. Okay, yeah, they would I could see how they'd be. They're background characters. They're 3 to 5 minutes on screen for something, but just something to say. Hey, we take ourselves less seriously, and we wanted to.
I don't know. I'd be pretty mad at corporate if the water cooler could talk to me. Hey, you guys should get back to work. You guys have been here for a long time, huh?
No. Because he's zen-like. He was like, would you like to meditate?
Yes, Jimmy, push my button. Push my button. Yes,
ooh,
Jimmy,
hot.
Jimmy,
ooh,
yes.
Hot water.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, cold, hot.
Yeah, see, I don't want that.
All right, fair enough. Martin, what would you like to ask?
I liked
about?
It. One of the things that I wish you did is I wish you kind of related it because – I wish you related your office equipment more to actually being in the office.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because the laptop, you kind of went to entertainment mode, but you could have done so many fun things with a laptop. Like, what if the laptop, you know, all you did was talk to it and you tell it, I want this in my Excel sheet, and it just does it for you. You know
See?
What I mean? Like, everyone hates doing Excel sheets.
You know what? You're
like, hey, can you print up my resume? Then it gets all your work experience from the net and then just prints it out all your does a resume for
It'll
you,
fill
like
all
that.
The massive gaps.
I kind of thought of that, but I also thought
there's no fucking Excel errors and shit. Wouldn't that be so fun? It just does it for you?
Just my own spelling and grammar alone would probably be
Michael likes tiny robots that make life a little bit easier.
Yeah. They give me happiness.
Yeah.
I could
also
say it's kind of hashtag AI.
Well, okay. Here's what happens, fuckers, when I'm alone doing this and I'm like, okay, no, they're going to be like, that's ChatGPT. Don't do that. So I had an idea like that, but then thought both of you would be like, you just made ChatGPT. That's not a fucking transformer. That's already here. So you're the problem.
You're mad at us. He's mad.
He's making it too paranoid.
He's mad at us that we made him go with a less good idea.
It's your fault. It's your fault if you don't vote for me. I'm done.
Yeah, but I like the office equipment. I just
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's all. The only thing was just like, yeah, play more to the office stuff because your focus is office. So let's play more.
This
on that.
This should have been the one
where
you Michael dives in and gives us a real Michael debate.
Yeah, I like the idea of the printer or the thing talking back to you. You know, I'd be like,
I judge where we're all at during the week. I figure out who's thinking and feeling what, and who's finding what funny, and
so,
fuckers
like,
go and
Mike,
switch
if
on me.
If the office space printer talked to them, and instead of, like, it somehow managed to talk itself out of being destroyed by the office space.
Exactly,
like,
that's what I was thinking.
My head was going.
Yeah,
please stop hitting me.
Well, if you just communicate
I
what's wrong.
I have feelings.
My name is Steve.
You're in an HR meeting with the printer.
Okay. Listen.
Right? That'd be hilarious.
It's sitting
there's
been
some abuse.
It's not even a person.
Why were you sitting on me with no underwear on?
This
Why?
Is human resources.
All right. Fair enough. Jimmy.
Okay. So now I was going to go with the idea from Big and turn them into buildings and then maybe turn them into bugs. But you know what? It worked for Tom Hanks. I don't know if it would have worked for you guys.
Okay.
So Zoe pitched me an idea that I really liked as soon as she said it. And it was the way she said it. And if the Transformers are going to be transforming into something so powerful that they can take the world over, it just doesn't feel that big when they transform into cars or
No.
when they transform into animals.
No.
They should transform into something that could take over the world. You know what they could transform into?
What?
The real Transformers of Salt Lake City.
Oh, God. Go on.
These women have more power than any 4x4 truck.
Okay.
Listen, I'm trying to tap into a demographic we don't normally talk to.
Keep going.
So all the information I was fed to me by Zoe. And I think most importantly, I have the names of these women. I don't know much about them, but Zoe gave me Transformer comparisons for them.
Let's have a fucking educating moment here. I'll bring this up too.
Mike, I just want to say, if Jimmy wins this week, there's an asterisk. Because it's Zoe wrote it. Zoe wrote his argument, basically.
Oh, you'd
like,
be
that's
you'd
like a
be,
mom doing your homework for you.
You'd be
you
know? So mad if you'd be so mad if you knew how many Zoe write for me.
Okay. No. I'm. Do I have to start giving her a co-producer credit on this shit?
You know, listen, I've seen these women's faces. I've watched these shows. I'm not convinced that they're not Transformers.
So the real Transformers of Utah. Okay, hang on here. Hang on.
Now, listen.
You got a nice airport in Salt Lake City.
Oh, this is... Hang on. This is based on the Real Housewives of Utah?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
It was either going to be... It's going to be that or it's going to be the real Transformers of Cybertron.
I thought you were talking about it like a cosplay group for a second, because you said the real Transformers, like people who are like who dress up on the weekends in Optimus Prime outfits. So I was like, where is this group on Facebook? This is the Real Housewives. I love it. Keep going. Go
on.
They
are going to be. Plus, who's more powerful than the Real Housewives of any city that they're in?
Seriously, those fucking women, they scare the fuck out of me.
Now.
And they get shit done. She's right.
So Zoe gave
me some
comparisons.
You're winning already.
She sees all these shows. She knows these shows very well. She gave me some comparisons for Transformers.
Okay.
So there's Jen Shaw. That's our Megatron.
That's our okay.
She's evil. She's kind of the head honcho of this group. And now she has a friend. That's her name is Heather Gay. And she is my Starscream because they pretend to be friends, but really Heather
Jen Shaw looks like a Megatron.
I agree.
Okay, I don't even know her, but you are
she
Megatron.
She spells her name J-E-N and Shaw S-H-A-H, and that just bothers me.
Yeah, I actually spelt it with a W, and then she came up.
And I hate that.
Fuck you, Google.
But you know how Starscream and Optimus Prime have their relationship where Starscream's always trying to 100%. Undercut him and take him over?
Yeah.
That's very much their relationship.
Who's the other one? Like, Jen Shaw and...
Jen Shaw is the head honcho, the Megatron, while Heather Gay is the Starscream.
All right. I need to see these women. All right. Heather Gay. They're all TV personalities. Oh, yes. Jesus Christ.
And believe me, do these stars scream? I asked Zoe, are any of them like the good guy? And she's like, not really. So there's one that's like the mother to them all. Her name is Meredith Mark. She would be our Optimus Prime, I think. And now, really, this isn't for you guys. These are for our Real Housewives fans at home. And finally, we have Whitney Rose, who's kind of like the new intro to the team, but has really started to take over the show. She would be our Bumblebee.
Oh, definitely. I've got them all here now. So let me Jen Shaw, Heather Gay, Whitney Rose, Lisa Barlow, Mary Cosby, Meredith Marks, you said, who is...
Yeah, she is our Optimus Prime.
Okay, I get it. She looks like she could be badass in a boardroom.
Now, these women don't need to resort to violence.
No.
But like the Transformers, they are not afraid to if they are pushed too far. Well, I figure just, you know, you throw a drink in a robot's face, they're going to short circuit.
That's very true.
Unless you're a water cooler.
Unless,
yeah,
you're part
yeah.
of Mike's Aquaforce.
Aquacore, get it right.
Aquacore.
Aquacore, roll out.
Wave out.
And that's my pitch this week.
Martin, these women, like, whenever I see a real, and Zoe has a point.
I looked it up.
Zoe has a point here. I'm going to talk to Zoe for a second. You just feel like a mouthpiece this week. But Zoe has a point here where
as
they
all.
As
soon as she said the real Transformers of Salt Lake City, that's just fantastic.
It is fantastic. And I, as a person who doesn't watch these shows, I do have, everybody has their garbage reality.
Well, I do the man walk by, pretend that I'm not watching, and then I'm really watching, and then secretly I'm invested.
It's addictive. Like, it's filmed to be there's filmed to have conflict where there is no conflict, only because the executive producer was like, okay, be angry at her now.
Exactly.
But when they break bad with each other, that's kind of when I could see them transforming.
That's the Decepticons and that's the Autobots.
That's insane.
There's good and bad, good and evil.
The Real Housewives.
Really, they're all evil, though.
So do we put this in the movie as, like, the Bumblebee's watching a reality TV show and it's the real Transformers
well, think
of Salt Lake? Yeah, right?
Think of the spinoffs. Cybertron's next.
Is this your get him to the Greek for the world of Transformers?
I did the thing where I said it out loud, and I'm hoping it comes into existence.
Oh, you're secreting it.
Manifesting.
Okay. Yes, manifesting. Yeah. I get it. All right, fair enough. Yeah, no, I'll just finish.
Please,
what I'm
please
saying.
Hurt my feelings. This was.
I just okay. So like, my fear is that if they do actually, there is Transformers. Yeah, but then they go and throw like a giant robotic heel at each other, or like, you know, I'm just thinking about all the things that they do to each other on the show when they get pissed off at each other.
Hey, it's nothing that the Autobots and the Decepticons do.
Yeah, and I like it's a fringe thing. It's like the dinosaurs, right?
That's right.
It's not a.
Put the plastic surgery in my chest, Sam. More collagen, Sam.
Totally different movie.
Bitch was speaking about me behind the scenes, Sam.
Could you see Optimus saying that?
I could. Yeah, Meredith, I definitely could. Jen Shaw does look like.
Think of it as if the Transformers landed here. And then that was the media that they absorbed to start understanding humans.
That's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's for somebody. Martin?
A couple of things.
No.
Just a few. Just a few.
The one thing I do worry about is this would promote an unhealthy body image to young women across the world.
And
so
to robots.
That's the one thing I worry about, putting this as a green light.
Now you've got a bunch of young women who are comparing themselves to Transformers and not being good enough.
Totally reasonable critique. Have no
also,
argument against that.
I feel like if this was a movie, nothing would ever get done. You know what I mean? They would start with a problem in this episode or a movie, whatever, and not solve it. And they would have this, they would pretend to solve it, but then they would, the same problem over and over again. Because I've watched these shows before, and they have problems, but they never solve any of the problems.
See, Martin.
It's just them arguing over and over in a vicious circle.
That's when we do the reunion show.
Like, nothing ever gets hashed out, nothing ever gets accomplished. It's just, it's just all petty, and I had a third thing that if I do vote for you this week, I'm not voting for you, I'm voting
for
Zoe.
Zoe gets the win this week?
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah, Zoe gets the win. If that's what... happens, I am voting for Zoe this week, not Jimmy. I want to put that on the record, Mike.
When the show has the show notes attached to it, it will say, this week on The Real Debaters, Martin, Zoe, and Michael debated.
Yeah, that's it.
By proxy, Zoe debated.
Please do.
Oh shit. Okay.
You have to tag her.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Of course.
This will be in this post. So.
I'm gonna figure out how to green screen her face on your body, and and see if I can clip like
all of her points. Yeah. Were her points.
Yes. No. Well done, Zoe. Well done, Martin. Cap us off.
Okay. So when I watch the Transformers movies, the one thing that I hate the most is I don't like the human aspect. I just want to see the robots.
Yeah. Robot porn.
Can we all agree on that?
Yes, we can.
Totally.
So, my idea is, what if all the humans became robots in the show? And so,
crisscross.
Yeah. They're cars, but they transform into the humans, each of the characters from the different movies. So, like, I have like Shia LaBeouf, I have Josh Duhamel, I have Megan Fox? Megan Fox.
How good do they look
Megan
as
Fox?
Human robots?
And Tyrese.
Yeah, they.
So they're cars, but they transform into their human selves, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's what it is. So we're eliminating the human aspect. They're just robots. But they're gonna when they transform, the human selves that they transform into, they're not the characters in the Transformers movies. They're alternate characters that they play in movies.
Oh.
So I have...
Who's Shia LaBeouf, please?
My first character, I'm going with Shia LaBeouf first, and his character car is the Camino. So he's an El Camino that transforms into Creeper from the Tax Collector. He's a white guy that plays a Latin gangster.
Nice, with a real tattoo.
Yeah.
I got Tyrese. He plays the Mitsubishi Eclipse Spider. His car name or transformer name is Spider, but he transforms into Tyrese, and his license plate will obviously say family on it. From the Fast and the Furious series, if you didn't catch that.
They need a transformer in the Fast and Furious movie.
That's the only way to elevate that fucking film.
That would make $100 billion.
We got Megan Fox. Her car is a hearse, and if you didn't get it already, she transforms into Jennifer from Jennifer's Body.
Of course.
And then the last transformer we have Josh Duhamel. He is a Rolls Royce that transforms into Tad Hamilton, as in win a date with Tad Hamilton.
Tad Hamilton.
So we get rid of the boring human parts. All we have are the robots, and that's it. I think that's the best part about the whole Transformers series. But also, too, if these people turn into cars, they save on parking because they just transform into themselves and start walking.
That's true. Just walking.
How good do they look?
Yeah.
Like, how good do the human robots look? Like, pretty good. Would you be able to know?
They're bigger than normal size. Like, they're not the small kinds. They're
these are going to be like giant more of a Shia LaBeouf item.
Yeah, they're going to be giant. Yeah, just so you I want to get as much detail in the face and all the features as possible for each character.
So they look like robots, though.
They look a little bit like robots, but they have like the tattoos, kind of like yeah.
Their insides are cyber. Tronian, but their outsides are as close to.
Kind of, you remember that in the first Transformers when that girl Shia LaBeouf was seeing it, like in the second one when that girl was hitting on him in college, and she looks like a hot college girl, but it turns she's a robot and she has that tail and
right,
like kind of like that.
Okay,
human skin with
kind of like a Terminator.
Yeah. Kind of like Dolores from Westworld.
A cybernetic organism.
So you made a bunch of Terminators.
Living skin of a metal exoskeleton body.
Oh, no.
Made a bunch of characters out of movie characters from shitty movies.
And some of them are murderers.
Yeah, that's true. One of them's a drug dealer.
And you made
them
giant murderers.
That's
Decepticons, right? Decepticons are basically murderers.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so. And like, yeah, that was my only point was that, that's like, true. Okay, so Ted Hamilton, he's a puppy. But like the drug dealer,
the other two aren't.
Jennifer's
body.
Decepticons, right? So I kind of went with a bit of both. Now, Autobots and Decepticons.
Now he says Decepticons. I didn't.
I thought you guys could guess it by the characters that I picked who are murderers.
Oh shit! Yeah, no, that definitely. I would
could have been Shia LaBeouf from Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Ooh. But like, because his character name in the tax collector is Creeper.
Yeah.
And I just wanted
that sounds like a Transformers name too.
You could have been Megan Fox from Transformers 1. That would have just been too on the nose.
Oh no, but I didn't want to do. Yeah, I didn't want to use characters from the actual Transformers movies. I wanted alternate characters that they played in other movies.
I also feel amiss would have been, and everybody has imperfect features that make us perfect. But Toe Thumbs would have been a great robotic name for Megan Fox.
I did it. That brings back some PTSD for me. That's why I want to hash
okay,
it.
All right.
Because when I watched Transformers 2 and someone told me that, that's all I saw.
That's all you see.
That's
all you see.
And I was like, oh, no. This is ruined.
Like, beautiful fucking woman, but, like, you know, like, I have a long list of fucking flaws that make me imperfect. But, like, that just is, like, her. That in the ether on the internet, all us fucking humans go, that's Toe Thumbs.
Right?
But yeah, no, yeah, just my fear of Creeper.
Creeper. He's a Decepticon, man. He's not a good guy.
I know.
Yeah, that's fair.
I know.
It'd be like, weird if he picked a bunch of good guys for the Decepticon.
How are you fucking with me? You got anything else?
No, man. That was a good pick. I think that's a great idea. I love the idea. I love
that
they're
sober, guys. I did it sober.
Wow. Right. I love that they're giant. I think that's hilarious. What kind of you said the cars too, right? What was Megan Fox's car?
Hearse.
Hearse.
Right. Yeah. Love
like
that.
Undertaker. Yeah. Like Jimmy, you know what a hearse is, right?
Yeah. I
that
do.
That I dig. I dig the
I've been in the back of a few.
All right. Well, I don't need much time to figure out who gets my pick this week, and well, Martin will have last call here, so it's got to be Martin to vote with integrity. If this
so,
goes.
You vote first, then
I'll go vote. Okay. I'll go vote first, and as I like a new thing as much as I like a new idea on an old thing, and it's very tough to decide. Do I want Jen Shaw as a 25-foot
damn you, Prime?
Right, you were talking trash about me on Instagram.
I've been working on my Transformers voices.
That's pretty good, Jimmy.
Thank you. They're all pretty much the same.
just a little phlegmy.
Yeah.
More phlegm. I really do. Michael Bay, we've seen the same thing over and over and over again, and
no.
it does work. But
America,
I just
salt.
I really do want to see six angry housewives duke it out as a new line of Transformers. So I'm going with the Real Housewives, Real Transformers of Salt Lake City.
Well, it's coming down to Martin then, because I'm voting for him.
Oh boy,
I'm voting for Zoe this week.
Oh,
yeah, I think so.
So that's a three-way.
I'm voting for Zoe.
No, I don't get the point.
Oh, that's
for
right.
That was very nice of you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I think Zoe gets it this week.
I'm voting for Zoe this week. All right. She got it with the Real Housewives.
Yeah. Zoe, congratulations.
I think she's now tied with Michael.
You are. Yeah. How'd you turn that around? Enjoy the Spartacus music, Zoe. You earned it. It's nice when you debate from the comfort of your own home. I appreciate it, Zoe. Anyways, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Zoe's the winner. That's the first time that I think that's the first time she's ever won it. So, like, even fucking better. Let's move into the. Are we excited for this movie this weekend? Like, are we?
Like, I haven't really seen much of them, but if you guys want to go see it, I'd go see it.
Yeah, I think you should go. It's like the fact that Beast Wars, like,
if
Martin.
You don't know,
Beast Wars was fucking huge when.
Beast Wars was great. Like, that was a great piece of. It was for children, but it was like, if you were a Transformers fan and you were born in the 80s and you watched that original cartoon, like, you were a fan of Beast Wars, because that just. When they. Especially in the later seasons, because it was one of the first things that, like, what we're going to do with this show, we're doing our own show, but we're going to tie in the previous show, which was crazy. Like, they tied in the original 80s cartoon to the Beast Wars show, which was nuts. And it was like, oh, fuck. Like, we're going to get, you get to see Optimus Prime and stuff like that. And you get to see Ravage. Ravage comes back as a Decepticon in this one as an actual character. And you get to hear the old transforming sound when he transforms from the 80s. And he's the only one because he's, like, an older Decepticon, right? So yeah, it
followed the Prime series.
Yeah, continues where the stories take, like the 80s story takes place. It continues that story, right? So Optimus, it's pretty fucking awesome.
Optimus Primal's one of the 12 or 10 primes, and that's where it picked up. Was that okay? We have a line of animals that now exist, and like Leonard Nimoy was one of the primes in one of the movies, right? But Beast, the animation was fucking cool.
No, he did in the movie. Yeah, he played. I forgot he played, one of the primes.
The prime that convinces Optimus that he's wrong, and then they
kill
Optimus.
Right? That's
the
Chicago one.
That's the Chicago one.
Chicago
Prime.
Yeah, that's a pizza.
Chicago Prime.
But no, the animation was fucking fantastic too. Like it was very reboot-y. If you remember Reboot?
Yeah, that's what it was.
But it was like a higher end of it.
Okay.
Reboot
looked gross.
Reboot looked amazing, man.
Okay.
At the time, it looked really good.
This will give me nausea.
I can see how it's very virtual. Yeah, it could.
Like when I would stay home from school sick and I'd put that on, I'd be like, I got to throw up.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's a shame because it was such a.
That's an experience.
I'd have to watch Babar. That was the only thing that made me feel better.
Like, everybody says the Transformers are just like, here's another Transformers movie. Well, I don't see it that way.
Okay.
I'm like, this is fun. Like, these
make money.
They make money. They bring families to the theaters. They keep theaters alive. Like, they're not supposed to. They're robotic cars that transform into robot. Like, it's
they're
not
robots in disguise.
You're not supposed to know that, Mike. You're telling everybody.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. Stranger Things is awesome, and the Transformers are cars. But, yeah, no, I don't get upset. Like, it's Michael Bay. So, yeah, sure, it's Michael fucking Bay, but...
It's a fun action movie, man. You're not going to win
any
awards.
Is he doing
it
again?
Yeah, he's EP on all of them.
So did that thing I said happen where he's been cursed to, like, only do these movies until they're accepted in North America again?
Maybe. I don't know if... maybe did you put that out there and it...
I did,
but yeah, no, I don't care personally. Jimmy, I know you haven't seen them all, so like
I haven't seen them all.
Yeah, and Martin, I know, has seen them all. We'll catch up on them.
Bumblebee, the trailer looks
fucking
sick. Watch
Bumblebee.
Yeah,
just watch Bumblebee.
Okay,
that's the only one I need to watch too. And I'm sure this does play off of Bumblebee, right?
But I'm sure it's not going to be like Many Saints in Newark.
No, you don't.
Like,
yeah.
You don't need to watch The Sopranos, and then I didn't. And I'm like, I don't know who any of these fucking people are.
You do need to watch The Sopranos for that.
That's
I don't know who said that to you. They were a bad friend.
It was Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta's a bad friend.
Then he died.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But he's a bad friend.
Yeah, don't.
He told
trust
me that, and then he died.
Don't trust Ray. He told you that.
Cocaine's out of a drug.
He told you that so no one felt that they had to load up on 20 episodes of The
Sopranos. He wanted me to go to the movie, and I did.
Yeah, you did with me.
I liked it.
You did. what was your my favorite Transformer toys were none other than the McDonald's Transformer toys. You've got Starscream and a couple, but they were so basic, but you'd wind them up and they'd go really fast with the little wind up wheel.
I didn't really have much like that. I had Bionicles. That's kind of similar. Do you guys know about those?
You're trying to say Bionicles and Transformers are the same?
They're close.
Get out of here, Jimmy.
They're close.
Jimmy,
I think you should leave.
Yeah. I think you should Tim Robinson your way out of this house.
It was 10 years before I was born.
Yeah, no, we did. We had. You got the power.
Oh, Stan Bush.
You
My
got
man,
the
Stan
touch.
Bush.
Is that a right? Transformer?
That was the movie song.
Yeah.
So when they
there
did
so
the,
many Transformers die in that opening scene. It was heartbreaking when I first saw that. So it was traumatizing
crazy.
As a kid.
It's as insane as the fight scene in the.
If you say Endgame, I'm gonna kill.
No,
you.
No, the Robert Kirkman comic book that we all watched.
Invincible. Oh
yeah,
my god!
It was of that caliber.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. No, not as gory.
Just
no.
Motor oil.
Yeah, I'll
everywhere.
Pull that back. Yeah, not as gory, but like lots of death. Lots of death happening very fast, and that's
graphic. Like 4 or 5 Autobots that you saw from the show as a kid in the 80s, and they never died. All of a sudden, this movie within the first 10 minutes just fucking die. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Heartbreaking.
Very heartbreaking.
You're like holding your toy, crying as a little child. Like,
he's not dead.
I brought my Optimus to the theater for the first
wow.
one.
And
dude, like, Jimmy, in the movie, the 80s movie, they kill Optimus Prime in the first 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So who's the
like,
star?
They kill Optimus Prime. It's Rodimus Prime, or Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Becomes the new leader of the Autobots.
Yeah. It's a story that they never did in the show because the show was like a Saturday morning cartoon, so it was like...
Well, and you need Optimus Prime for the show.
You do.
Also, Leonard Nimoy as the voice of Megatron in this one.
Yeah.
In that one.
Megatron. Weird.
And... what's his face from Citizen Kane? Orson Welles.
Orson Welles as Unicron.
As Unicron.
Yeah.
I am here to eat you, Megatron.
The second best movie made of all time.
After Paddington 2.
After Paddington, so the third. Well, yeah, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, go see Transformers. And, you know, so when we talk about it, we don't spoil it for you. Go. That's your job this weekend. Go see Transformers. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm sure Spider-Man's awesome, but go see Transformers. That's,
are you there, God? I'm transforming.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's another lovely afternoon of masturbating for you, listener. If this is your first time with the show, we know we said that we will have a reduced schedule, but we do this all the time, and we do lots of fun stuff. And the only way that you're going to be able to know about that is if you subscribe to the Real Debaters podcast on your podcast player, because you'll hear about it at the beginning of each and every show.
It's pretty easy.
Pretty easy, and it's pretty fucking free.
Get them.
Do it right now. Just pick your phone up, whatever you're doing, and hit the button that makes sure that we show up each and every week, and we will do our
smash it. Put a dent in your phone.
Yeah, seriously. When people ask why the phone's broken, you get to say I
pressed it too hard. Subscribing.
And like, we're everywhere. So like, if you're listening to this because you found us on our social media, Apple, Spotify, Google.
All the places. You can literally find it anywhere. You just search it.
Google us. It's the only thing that comes up. It's
in your bathroom.
Magic. Yeah, while you're pooping. We're okay if you're pooping.
You know what I'll do? Alexa, play Real Debaters.
Hang on, she can do it. Nope, that's not us.
All right. Well, don't do that.
Alexa, cancel.
That was almost a good ad.
That's an adult video.
Imagine if
one
that...
of them adult movies.
I was like, when did we get to 1,700 episodes?
No shit. No, but yeah, Google us if you want to find where you can find us. RealDebaters.ca is our website. You can listen to us there. But the link in our bio has all the things. You can donate to the show. You can buy our merch. You can subscribe to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Instagram is at Real Debaters Pod. Twitter is at Real Debaters Pod. And the Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook. And Jimmy, we're also on YouTube.
That's true. Watch our shorts. Yeah. The shorts are great.
The shorts are just...
little clips of the show. You know what you get.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to explain
all
that.
Of our shorts.
Yeah. 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 And it's at RD Podcast Shorts, the Real Debaters Podcast on YouTube. Go subscribe to that channel. That's also free. Everything
leave
we
comments.
Do is,
we love to read comments.
We do. We do. Mm. Even when they're about the glory of God, that has nothing to do with whatever movie we were talking
classic
about.
Classic Mel.
Classic Mel. that's buy our merch if you want to support the show. We take donations. If you donate something, there's a list there. So we would love to be surprised if you were like, hey, I'll throw these guys a couple bucks. We will do something for you for that.
Throw us some bucks.
Throw some.
Show us some hole.
Yeah, like it's.
Yeah, throw. I'll show you a hole. You can throw us some bucks.
That's a deal you can make with Martin. On that's a side hole for Martin.
That's my alternate podcast, The Jazz Hour, the tub with Martin Navarro.
Yeah, no bubbles, just in a top down shot. an overview shot of Martin in the tub with like jazz music from a hold line from a 1-800 number. Holy shit, people want to talk to us today. That means we should probably get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to another episode. We appreciate it. Again, subscribe, like, follow, get in the know of everything that we're doing this summer. I have been H2O Waveguard.
I've been Jimmy.
I am going to go rage quit Elden Ring.
We'll play later. We'll be on.
Yeah, soon yeah.
Right. Hopefully the truck comes in soon.
Watch all the movies, kids, and say bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.